Welcome back, friends. So, yes, we have now tracked down the elusive Evagrius of Pontus, Talking Back, a monastic handbook for combating demons. 500s, written in the 500s, one of the Desert Fathers. Dan Burke had suggested in one of his classes. And Evagrius will say about Accedio. So the eight trains of thought that need to be overcome by devout Christians. Those were the nine vices. It depends on how you count them. But among these, according to this Desert Father, Accedio was considered the most insidious. It attacked only after the monks had conquered the sins of gluttony, fornication, avarice, sadness, which malaise can be part of, anger, vainglory, vanity of one's own performance, which is a type of pride, and pride, that direct quote. The highest form of love of God is to trust in God. And we do that because of our aspect of gratitude. And Burke has a really great chart. I wanted to just show you something. So this appealed to my little engineering behavior. Dan assured us that those who have that that tendency or weakness, however you want to call it, would find this helpful. And it is. So it's from the 12th rule, the Ignatian rule. The strength and weakness in the face of enemy. And friends, this ties directly into malaise and accedia, what we're talking about. What happens to the perceived strength of the disciple to fight over time? What happens to the potential of gravity of temptation and sin over time? And what happens if you add alcohol or any will-weakening substance into the mix? Mm-hmm. Note that the perceived strength of the disciple to fight, you know, goes down.
Right.
The longer it takes for you to fight that temptation to whatever, and in this case, we're talking about malaise and sloth, your strength decreases. And if you go along with desolation, so that's the red line, desolation, intensity, the ferocity and power of temptation over the afflicted, the longer you dwell in this area, the harder it becomes to fight. And we're not talking necessarily days here. We're talking like in seconds and minutes. So Evagrius is going to tell you to fight back. So will Dan Burke, and so does Ignatius. When you start to have these moments of malaise and spiritual desolation, call it what you call, depending on the circumstance, it does have different definitions. I'm not saying it doesn't.
Right.
You nip it in the bud. You don't just keep feeding it and feeding it, because then it will grow in its intensity. No testing. So we're back to 1 Corinthians 10:13. No testing has overtaken you that is not common to man, right? Hunger, thirst, getting sick. That sort of thing. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tested beyond your strength. But with the testing, he will also provide the way out so that you may be able to endure it. And so I thought that was really helpful. The sooner you start fighting the sin, the better and easier time you will have.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. That's very Ignatian. Very good. It's a great graphic.
I thought Dan did a great job But this, we're looking at someone who's given 30 years, 20 years of serious reflection in doing a lot of encountering. And of course, his own home life as well.
Right. Well, you know, that's a powerful school.
It is. And he will say that, right? He'll say that he can approach this with a certain level of understanding that he wouldn't have any other way.
Right.
Okay. The okay, why don't we stop there and then we can pick up with the four ends of Holy Mass, because one of them is Thanksgiving.
Right.
All right. Till then, my friends, fide Serratio.